The Green Dress by Dan Puff. 1976.
Christmas is no time to sulk over, Evans.
Most days, Sirius is the best friend a bloke could ask for. Others, he's as rotten as they come. Tonight, he teases James loudly in the common room, just as Lily's on her way out the door. She's all dolled up for Slughorn's party. Auburn hair pinned up, crowned with a festive wreath. Full lips painted the same cheery red as her robes. She pauses in the open doorway and glances over her shoulder at James. Her eyes are such a pretty green, bright and lively, and however often James has dreamt of them over the years, he can't stand to hold them now. James feels his neck and face flush. He waits until the door closes to snatch the hat off a nearby first ear to throw at Sirius, who grimaces apologetically. What Sirius doesn't know is that James dreams of gray eyes as often as green these days. Gray eyes lined with kohl, plush lips painted dark berry red, the same color painted on well-manicured nails. Regulus laughs into James's mouth as James pushes him back against the vanity. James doesn't think it's funny. His heart flutters like a snitch's wings, wild and powerful in his chest. James can't get enough of Regulus, the taste of him, the warm cider on his tongue, the soft fullness of his lips, the waxy taste of his lipstick, the feel of Regulus. The black silk of his hair is too soft and luxurious for James's fingers to willingly leave. His fingers dig in and hold him there, tilt his head so that James can dive deeper and deeper into his mouth. Until Regulus stops laughing. Until he moans. Until he's hard against James's thigh.
I know they say you're a skirt chaser, Regulus teases between kisses. But this is ridiculous.
Not everyone would hear the jealousy laced through the teasing, but James does. People often don't hear Regulus, but James always has. He heard the pink tinge in Regulus's cheeks when he walked through the door. He hears the tightening of Regulus's mouth when James looks at Lily for 2 seconds too long. The twitch in his hands when he's nervous. The spark of joy when he flies. The softness when he gazes at James. James hears it all, loud and clear. And he hears this, too. He knows he should reassure Regulus. That Lily is beautiful, but she was only ever a dream. Maybe James will never stop loving her, but he'll never love her the way he loves Regulus now. Regulus, who is real, and so much more than anything James could have dreamed of. Regulus, who is soft and warm, putty in his hands. Regulus, who is dark and witty and intoxicating, and so unbelievably gorgeous. James should tell him. He should. But he can't. Because he's too overwhelmed by Regulus to think at all. Regulus, in his green, lace-sheathed dress, and sheer black tights, and shiny black pumps. But it's not the dress, however much James likes it. It's Regulus, always quietly bold, sharing himself so openly with James. Bravely, gracefully open. Reg, is all James is capable of saying.
James, Regulus whispers back.
Regulus's hair, once carefully styled, is now nearly as wild as James's. His pretty lipstick is smeared around his mouth. Thick lashes flutter as James traces Regulus's pink cheeks with his thumbs.
Merlin, fuck,
James says, as his hands drop to roam down Regulus's ribs, down to his hips. The front of the dress is tented by Regulus's arousal, and James slides a hand over it to feel the shape of him in his palm.
Eloquent as ever, Regulus laughs shakily. Just look at you, James says.
Regulus's amused smile turns shy, and his silver eyes shimmer with such awed joy that James can do little else but grin at him. Until Regulus bites his lip, that is.
Then James must rescue it with teeth and tongue, sucks it into his mouth to soothe it. Regulus's arms wind around his neck, and James's hands slide around to feel the shape of his arse, to grope him and tug him closer. And when the need is too strong, James rucks up Regulus's dress, but he doesn't remove it. He bends Regulus over the vanity with the dress around his hips, tights and knickers around his thighs. Lube spills all over in James's haste, but neither cares. James cares more about rutting his cock between Regulus's legs and trying to stroke Regulus off at the same time. It's awkward and messy. Awkward and messy and bloody brilliant. Regulus holds James's gaze in the mirror. His eyes are heavy-lidded and dark with arousal. His lips are swollen and red from James's teeth and his own, and his cheeks are flushed pretty and pink. Red love bites adorn his throat like a necklace, and the strap of his black bralette peeks out from behind one green lacy sleeve. When James can pull his eyes away from Regulus's face, it's to look down between them, at Regulus's firm arse, at his pale thighs and dark tights, at his own cock moving between Regulus's thighs, at the way Regulus wobbles on his heels when James rocks him forward. And James likes Regulus naked. He really does. He loves every inch of his fair skin. He loves watching Regulus's blush stretch down his chest. He loves Regulus's pink nipples, loves plucking them until they're tight and red. He loves the shape of Regulus's navel and the taste of it. He loves the wiry hair between Regulus's legs, loves his long pink cock. He loves the mole between Regulus's shoulder blades and the one in the small of his back. James loves sneaking into the showers with Reg after Quidditch practice, and sneaking into the prefect's bath with him. He loves nights in the astronomy tower with Regulus laid bare beneath him. But James loves this, too. Loves Regulus covered in green lace and red lipstick. Loves the red nails that dig into the vanity, the long, elegant fingers that release their clutch to reach back for James's cock, to guide it between Regulus's cheeks against his hole. "Wait," James gasps, because they've never done this, and Regulus isn't ready. Gray eyes gleam with determination as Regulus works the head of James's cock into his body, and James shudders at the feel of it, at the sight of it. James digs his fingers into Regulus's arse, pries his cheeks apart with his thumbs, watches how Regulus's hole stretches open around him, how hot and tight Regulus is, even just around the head. "There," Regulus says. "Like that. Just need you." Regulus's hand falls away, back between his own legs. James can't quite see his red nails or his pink cock, but he wants to. And it's that image in his head, and the feel of Regulus writhing beneath him, that does James in. Or maybe it's the sound of his name dragged out of Regulus's throat. James comes with a choked-off cry. Comes inside Regulus. Inside? "Fuck," James pants. He falls onto Regulus's back, buries his face in Regulus's neck. He doesn't dare look. Not down at Regulus's cock. Not back at his own cum sliding down Regulus's thigh. Instead, he wraps his arms around Regulus and holds him, listens to his breath hitch, feels the shudder of his body when Regulus comes. "Fuck," James says again. "Not quite," Regulus laughs. James smiles and opens his eyes, meets Regulus's gaze in the mirror. A hopeful smile doesn't quite reach his mouth, but it lights up his eyes. James grins broader and kisses his neck, his cheek. Regulus turns his head for a proper kiss. Regulus turns in his arms, winds his own around James's neck, shares slow, sweet kisses. They're better than the sex, maybe. Though James wants more of that, too. He wants to be all the way inside Regulus. The thought of it steals his breath, his ability to kiss, and Regulus smiles against his mouth. "Soon?" James asks, instead of telling him he loves him. "Soon."
1977. Lily meets James at the common room entrance, all dolled up for Slughorn's party. Her long, auburn hair gleams like fire in the torchlight. Her eyes, emerald green with flecks of gold, glitter like treasure. She smiles merrily when she sees him and bites her cherry red lips. She's stunning. James's heart lifts when he sees her, but it soon plummets to the earth when he looks away from her face and sees her dress. It's not the same dress Regulus wore last year, but it's similar. A green lace sheath dress. The skirt on hers is longer, and so are the sleeves. She wears gold flats rather than black pumps. Her nails are glittery gold, and she wears gold bangles around her wrists, a gold chain around her neck. A gold chain, not red love bites. Gold nails, not red. Red hair, not black. James swallows and manages a smile for her. Lily brightens further, if possible, and gives him a chaste kiss on the mouth. James is elated, is devastated, in love, heartbroken, confused. "Lilyflower," James says weakly. Look at you.
You don't clean up too badly yourself, Lily says, and reaches out to straighten his berry red robes,
traces her bare fingertips along the silver piping. Silver, like... But James doesn't want to think of him, of the silver-gray eyes that still haunt his dreams. He can barely remember them, soft and warm. They're cold and sharp as a blade in his nightmares. And he wonders if the Regulus he held in his arms had only been a dream. Surely that lovely, precious boy would never have taken the mark. He'd have stayed with James where he belonged. Lily's fingers lace through his, and James gives her hand a squeeze. James follows her lead as she tugs him out of the common room and down towards the cold dungeons. Her bell chime laughter holds him present. The red gold of her hair draws his eyes back to her time and again. He loses himself in the floral scent of her perfume when they dance. Focuses on her soft curves in his hands, on her soft lips on his beneath the mistletoe. On Lily, and not the gray eyes watching him from across the room. Christmas is no time to sulk over Regulus Black.